Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Stop. I hate when you do that. When I've had to like ask you to like, hey, can you just record this real quick? And then you just step in the room and go, ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Well, it's because.
I know why you do
if
it.
If I'm laughing in the. Like if
and it's overmodulated.
Okay, so full disclosure. Okay, full disclosure. Sometimes we play recorded things on the radio that are previously recorded.
Rarely.
Yeah, rarely.
Very rarely.
But sometimes they happen, and sometimes we need to re-record like an outro or something to like wrap it up. So Kyle will pull me back into the producer's booth and say, "Hey, can you do this outro?" And I mean, given the amount that Melissa and I laugh with anything that we do,
yep.
A lot of times we're laughing and we're chuckling.
Oh, I know.
And a lot of times when you're calling me in to record this, it's either before or after a show when I'm just dead tired.
Yep.
So I'll go back there and Kyle will say, "Can you do an outro for this?" And we're laughing in the actual audio clip.
Mm-hmm.
So I then have to match my voice to match what my voice was when I was laughing. Well, so I get this fake laugh. And it does annoy Kyle because I can see it on his face every time I do it.
Well, because it's hey, Austin, can you just record something real quick for me? Great. Oh, no, it's not even that. It's great. All right. What are we doing? Okay, yeah, I just need you to say it's Melissa and Austin on US 99. All right. And then this is coming out of this? Yeah. All right.
Oh my God. This is a really...
And I'm just sitting there.
Impression.
I'm like, is he losing his mind? Have I been saving them secretly? Absolutely.
Have you? Oh my gosh.
Have I spent this past week maybe editing some things and noticing when
don't
either
say
of
that.
You
don't tease
make
that
a
you're not
weird
actually doing
sound
it.
And maybe play it later in the year as
don't
some sort of yearly
tease that
wrap
if you're not actually doing
I think
it.
He's actually going to do it.
Because I am sitting on a file like that. I am sitting on a file of weird sounds and noises that I slowly add to that I don't know when I'm going to bust it out.
Made during the show.
But
yes.
I'm going to bust it out at some point. But if you're actually been saving those fake laughs that I do to get my voice to match the level, then that is well done on your part. And I hope you're actually doing it now because I want to hear this because it is. And Kyle nailed the impression. It's
nailed it.
All right, what are we doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Which makes you sound like you're depressed. It's usually like...
No, I'm just tired.
It's 5
yeah,
in the morning.
It is.
Can you just re-record something real quick?
And it's pre-coffee, too.
Yeah.
It's usually... Because I don't drink coffee. I do a double shot espresso Those little cans from Starbucks.
Hard to find, by the way. I was trying to find some for you.
They're
guys.
Very hard to find, but they're coming back. They for months. Do you remember that? I walking in with Dunkin' every day.
Right.
But then I switched back to the little double shots because they started restocking them again. Mm. I think they went through a rebranding process, and so they eliminated all the old ones from the shelves,
well,
and
you
now
know
they're
how
back.
It was hard. Like people were like low on stock. Companies were low on stock,
and I think that
it
played
could have been
into
a production problem too.
Because that was a problem last summer when I first mentioned it to you. I was like, I can't find these, and luckily I stock up. But when I go, I get like probably like. That's probably why they've been out when you looked, because I took them all.
Bought them all.
In the Chicagoland area. I just go from Osco to Osco. Just, why did I call it Osco? I go to from Jewel to Jewel, and I just, that was weird.
Because it used to be Jewel Osco.
It used to be Jewel Osco.
Well, it is still Jewel Osco.
But no one
well,
has
why
ever
did I
said
choose Osco?
Yeah,
right. That's like calling you Milnamo. Yeah. Like, nobody ever calls you Milnamo.
It used to be in high school. Remember, that was always a phase? You called the person by their last name.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I'm Huff to a lot of people.
Yeah. But I was also thinking, like, it's like if you're, like, you're listening to Hall & Oates, but you called them whatever their first names are that I can't remember.
Daryl Hall and John.
Daryl and John.
Yeah, it's that song by Daryl and John. I'm sorry, what?
No, it's not.
No, it's Hall and Osco.
Well, I tried to do a nice thing for you with the espresso shots. Couldn't find them, so I didn't buy anything.
Is that what you texted me the other day? You texted me something about sorry about the Starbucks or something. You apologize for Starbucks, and honestly, I didn't know what you meant, so I just didn't respond.
Yes, I was like, I'm trying to find it. I couldn't find it, and then I did make Melissa coffee. You guys are both coming off late nights, so I was being a good producer, and I made Melissa coffee.
Oh, you didn't do anything for me Monday morning after Country Thunder.
Mm-hmm. That was very nice.
But I did something sweet for Melissa, and then how did Melissa
repay
me? That's
why you're apologizing. How did she repay?
By stealing my badge and making
that
it
is
difficult
true.
For
and you
me
made
to
it
come in the next
Tuesday
day.
Morning. Oh, he I had felt... to come in. Wow, Melissa. Wow, Melissa.
Interesting.
New guy. He does something nice for you, and that's how you repay him. Wow.
I know. Let me explain this. So there was. A
oh yeah,
badge
yeah.
Actually,
yeah. Let's hear this explanation.
There was a badge on my desk, and the badge was.
The possessive.
No.
Wow. So now we're being overly possessive of
you
our
see that,
thing.
That desk.
Yeah, that was
my
it,
desk.
It wasn't that. It wasn't
it was
that Odyssey
desk.
Bought that desk for you. It was that it's your desk.
It
wow.
was. It was. It was my desk, and there was a key card on my desk that was turned upside down, and I thought it was my key card. So I grabbed it and put it in my purse, and then I walked out and got into the car and looked down, and I don't know why I actually grabbed it, but I reached in and I looked, and I said, "Well, this isn't me. I have Kyle's pass to get in the building."
Oh, wow.
So,
hey, I'm glad.
I'm very sorry about that.
I'm glad she admitted it.
Officer, come on in.
Let's get
on in. Officer, she's right here.
Finally.
Wow. Jeez. You know, that's what we call petty theft.
Melissa. Oh, my gosh.
Look, I got 3 days of SAS for stealing in eighth grade, so...
What's SAS?
It's, I don't know the
SAS?
Word. Yeah, it was SAS.
Just the teacher was like, oh, no, you did.
3 days of SAS.
Who do you think you are? Yeah,
in-school suspension.
You stole what?
I'm going to fruit roll you up into that classroom over there. Because I stole fruit roll-ups.
Oh, is that what you stole?
Yeah.
Gosh. Ooh, okay.
It was eighth grade. It was how the lunch line worked was like you kind of, you enter through a door, naturally, and then you curved around, and around the curve, what you would do, because a lot of times the lunch ladies, they're just checking you out, so they wouldn't see.
Oh, wait,
see.
You stole it from the school? You didn't steal from, like, another student?
No, I stole it from the school.
Oh, you're a hard ass.
By the way.
Oh, I mean, also a thief.
Yeah, I got very mixed reactions.
I know, I was like, damn.
Who's
I was, like, impressed.
Angel,
and Melissa's like,
and who's,
you?
The, who's yeah. the devil on my shoulder on this one? Oh my God, no. Hell yeah. Like,
oh. Normally, you would think it would be the other way around because I'm like the rule follower of us two.
Yeah.
I would be the one being like, oh my gosh, you're a thief.
Why'd you do that?
And Melissa would be like, hell yeah. Yeah.
Well, I had money because, you know, in at least in my middle school, you could put money into an account. So when you went to buy anything for lunch, you just give them your ID and they scan it and bam, you had money in the account. I had money in my account.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing it for the rush.
No, stop.
I was.
You did it just to do it?
I never stole. It's not like I stole anywhere else. It's not like I would go into a store and steal anything. Like I was in line. And it wasn't like, hey, I invented this new way. I saw for months kids
doing
this. Oh,
you plotted this out.
And kids were getting away with it. So in my mind, I'm like, I can do what they do.
Oh.
Because all you'd have to do is when you were around the curve, right before you curved, you had a friend who was usually like three or four people up.
Right.
You'd be like, hey, Justin. And they'd know, hey, like, oh, that's, I know why they're calling me. Would grab a couple of fruit roll-ups. They'd hand them to you. You throw them in your pocket. You're good. And I thought I was good on this day. The guy who would also steal with me.
Wow, you guys are.
You had like a little like Ocean's 11 crew that you hung out with in school.
Yes, this guy stole too, but he knew the lunch lady was coming, and
why,
I didn't.
Why are
so
you admitting this?
I got caught. This is why I got some sass. So I sat down, and unbeknownst to me, the guy who stole with me was sitting down, walked up to the table and threw all the fruit roll-ups on there and said, take these, I don't want them. And someone's like, why? And he said, shut up, just take them. And I sat down, lunch lady came up, was like, I'm to your pockets. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so it started with fruit roll-ups and
ended
and
with
next,
fruit roll-ups because
is,
I was scared to ever do anything wrong again because
yeah,
that
sure,
is my
sure.
number
next up
one
is Terry Benedict's casino.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a gateway steal.
Right. Yeah, it's the gateway drug. Fruit roll-ups is a gateway drug to knocking over casinos.
Who knows? If I didn't get caught, who knows what I'm stealing?
Freaking Danny Ocean over here.
But damn tasty.
They are. Right?
Right.
Which you have a question, but I have a question after your question.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and ask your question because it's not a question, but there is something I want to add. But go ahead.
The great debate. Okay. Let me take you back to middle school, seventh grade. You walk into the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Got two things on the cafeteria table in front of you.
Okay.
Got a fruit roll-up?
Yeah.
Or you got fruit by the foot? What are you choosing? Red pill, blue pill?
I'll say this. Fruit by the foot, a little bit easier to get off.
It is. I would say
true.
It's a lot easier to
get
off.
And classic gag, make it your tongue.
It's classic.
Okay.
That
hey,
is that mm-hmm. is that was grade A comedy at the seventh grade level.
You want to kill? Was, you want to kill at the table? Bust out the
that
fruit
was a
roll up.
John Mulaney, Jerry Seinfeld, Brian Regan level of just pure grade A comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, wait a minute, that's not your tongue.
Oh, what is he doing over there?
That tongue's longer than Gene Simmons.
Oh, what's this guy doing over there?
His
tongue is a foot long. No respect.
Fruit by the foot was actually like a foot and a half. Just when I ruined another, it was like 18 inches.
Well, actually,
it should have been
actually disappointing.
It should
have.
Is
by
it
foot and a half?
No, it would be disappointing if it was like less than a foot.
Yeah, it'd be
well,
like a nine.
That would be more disappointing. It's just kind of disappointing that they couldn't have just said that it was
fruit by
the
foot and a half.
Well, it was lying like my driver's license says I'm 5'11".
That's true,
no,
right.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, boys.
Uh-oh.
I have a confession.
Oh, this is, she's trying
this
to prank us.
Story.
She's trying to prank us. Go on.
Oh, yeah.
I am not
classic
pranking
prank.
You. This is
okay.
The truth.
Okay.
So, as you know, Kyle and Austin, we ran out of K-cups and we weren't able to make coffee in the office, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And when you say we, just keep in mind, it's mostly you two. I have coffee like maybe twice a week.
This day, I also didn't have another cup of coffee because we couldn't find the K-cups.
Correct.
So I only had
oh, no,
regular.
You stole them from the cafeteria here in Odyssey.
So,
Melissa.
Not, wait, hold on.
You
oh
couldn't
gosh.
Scan
officer,
them, could you?
Come back.
Hold
officer,
on.
Officer, we get her again. Get her again, officer.
Put those handcuffs away. So they have K-cups in the kitchen, and I was desperate for a cup of coffee. So I grabbed a K-cup. I'm very nervous about this, that I'm going to get in trouble at work. And I went to go pay for the $1.29 K-cup.
Oh, gosh. Don't say it, Melissa.
And the K-cups, because they're individualized, don't have a scan code. So you have to press a different button on the screen to pay for it. Well, the screen was broken and not working. So I still took the K-cup.
You realize you're on camera. Like, and, legit.
Yeah, that machine does film you.
Exactly, which is why I'm admitting now that I took two K-cups because the screen was broken and I couldn't pay for it. And I was going to, I haven't yet, but I was going to tell somebody so that I wouldn't get fired that I took $2.29 K cups without paying them.
Okay, this very easily could have been rectified the very next day the screen was fixed.
The screen's still not fixed.
It's still not fixed?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean it's not fixed? I just got water the other day.
Because you can
scan.
You can scan the water. This is where you have to press a button and enter it in manually.
If you try to hit it,
see what I'm
help
saying?
Pops up and all right. You can't hit
well,
the
you
help.
Need to email like Bonnie or something.
I know.
What if
because
Marcy
I look
finds
like
out.
A thief.
Oh my gosh.
What
Melissa, this is not out? Okay cups.
I don't know. What?
That was a good one.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I talked over it. That was really
That's
good.
All right. That's okay.
So
cup.
Anyway. We're all thieves in here.
What do you mean we're all thieves? What have I stolen?
Band
what
of
have
brothers.
I stolen?
Band of brothers.
No, I am not going down with this ship.
Band
no.
brothers.
I am not. No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you've never stolen anything in your life? Just like,
I think he drank the whiskey in my office, so I think he stole that.
Oh, my gosh. Will you give it a rest about
no.
the whiskey in your office?
No,
first of all,
I'm
I don't
not.
Drink on the job.
Yeah.
That's okay.
actually a bit, that's a worse allegation
also,
than just stealing
and
K-cups.
We have to give so much context here because literally you just saying, I think he stole the whiskey on my desk makes us sound like we're like alcoholics.
Aren't you?
Because nobody knows. First of all, we got sent a old fashioned mix from Michael Ray, the country mm-hmm. music artist Michael Ray. He sent a few to the office. Marcy got one. I got my own. Melissa got one.
Mm-hmm. I got one.
Kyle got one.
It's in
and
my bar.
Somebody drank half of mine.
And so Melissa mm-hmm. had hers
so who
on
did
her
that?
Desk. And she came up to me one day with it half drunken, half drank.
Which one is it? One, two, or three?
It's one of the three. I had to have hit at least one of those. And she says, "You drank my whiskey." Shaking in my face. "You drank my whiskey." And I said, "What are you talking about? What do you mean? Well, I drink it. Look, it's halfway gone. You did this, didn't you?" And I'm like,
because I know how you are. I know you like to pull one over on me, and I know it was you.
Why would I drink your whiskey?
To,
I got my own.
I will go to my grave and will always, always feel like it was
okay,
you.
Okay, you sound, real quick, you sound a lot like my mom because my mom had jewelry, a bag of like jewelry in her car one day. She left it in the car overnight. When she came back next morning, it was gone. She said,
"She's no dum-dum."
She said, "It was the neighbor boy next door. I know it." And for months, it was, "He stole my jewelry out of my car. Stole my jewelry out of the car." Months. It was the neighbor boy. Neighbor boy. Anytime anything went missing in the house, I bet it was the neighbor boy. I bet he walked in through the garage and I bet he stole it. He stole the stuff that
what?
out of my bedroom.
And it was you.
No, it wasn't me. She ended up finding the jewelry.
Oh. I thought we were gonna get our he's a thief too.
Yeah. Finally.
No, I am not a thief like you guys. I am not going down with this. All right? But the neighbor boy could be the nicest guy in the world. My mom doesn't know, but to her, in her mind, he is the biggest thief on earth. Me, to in your mind, I'm the biggest thief on earth, and I did nothing. I'm like the neighbor boy. I am your neighbor boy.
Mm-mm, because you pull too many pranks on me that I know you are pranking me.
Can I ask, as an investigator in this, can I ask, okay, so what's the timeline of this? When did the whiskey officially go missing?
So the whiskey was in my office for a full week.
Full
and
week.
Then I walked in last week, I believe on Tuesday, and I looked over at the small whiskey bottle and it was half empty.
So
or half full.
When was the last time
optimist.
You saw it?
Thank you.
When was the last time you saw it completely full?
Monday.
So from Monday to Tuesday.
It became full, went from full to half empty. Empty.
So this
so
is
can
even
I,
worse. This is even worse. You
I,
think that not only did I drink your whiskey
yeah.
at work, but I
yeah.
drank your whiskey at work on a Monday?
What time did you leave on that Monday?
Maybe
after
11?
Me, probably.
No, you were here. That's the whole point. I left and then you were finishing something up. Don't you roll your eyes. You were finishing something up.
No, I'm legit confused because I think I know the Monday you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
which is not this Monday.
It was
but
two. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, two
weeks Mondays ago.
Two.
He left before you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I because almost always I, leave
that,
before
that
you.
Was a day I remember.
You're like, okay,
that
I'm going to work on the show.
Yeah, because I always
I'll be like,
do my
say
rounds.
Hi to Porter for me. And you're like,
he
okay,
walked
well.
Out nope, and nope, I nope, walked nope. over to you,
you got the wrong
like 10 minutes
day,
later.
Pal.
Nope. I can't get over the fact that she thinks that I not only drank her whiskey, but did it at work and on a Monday.
What is your go-to cocktail?
An old fashioned.
Thank you.
But K-salt. Not an old fashioned. What? That's okay. Okay. By the chance.
Have you ever had whiskey? Yes. Got him.
Wait a minute. Melissa.
Got him.
Melissa, hang on. You like alcohol. What's in an old fashioned? Got her.
Got her.
Got her.
Melissa, you've been known to forget things from time to time. Could you have forgotten to drink it? Got her.
Melissa, you're a pessimist. You would have been the one to drink it to be half empty.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed. I'm out.
I am not.
You took my whiskey.
I don't.
You know how I am.
Where are you going? Why do you leave every podcast early?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Officer.
Officer. Let's get her.
Officer.
What if the Odyssey police just came in? Just there's some K-cups missing. Oh, can I do a full disclosure?
Ma'am?
I did try to get Marcy to prank Melissa just now, but she's unavailable. I was going to have Marcy pop in, like, knock on the door and be like, hey, Bonnie just emailed me.
Flipped my lid.
Oh, that
said,
would have been
great. There's some missing K-cups. If you guys know anything, just let me know. Oh. I was going to have her walk out.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Why did you? We could have saved that.
Nah, I think Marcy's busy today. I tried to get her to do it
later. We could have done it. We could have done it later on in the week.
No, the podcast.
We could have filmed it.
But it's the podcast. The podcast.
Kyle, when you come up with great ideas for pranks, you got to jump.
All right, this time, Kyle, I'm on Austin's side. You should have never told me that.
No, because if the podcast came out, it would have been easy for Melissa to easily say, you listen to the podcast, which is going to be out in just a matter of
months. That's fair.
That's why I told you. Also, you're welcome for telling you.
But
I'm sick and tired
the whole thing
of Melissa over here who called me ugly because I wasn't a bad boy and being
that,
honest with you, and you have since just been mean to me whenever I've been honest with you and
you have been mean to him.
Yeah.
It's kind of mean how mean you've been to him.
Really? What about the other day when
she's going to try and turn the table on me?
Remember when something was on my table?
My table, and I put it in my Louis Vuitton purse.
Who got you a housewarming gift for your new apartment?
Melissa and Austin did.
Yeah, it's from both of us.
You guys presented it as both. So are you now?
Okay. Well, how about this?
Co-host?
Whose idea was it?
I don't know.
To get that.
I don't ask whose
what,
idea
what
was
is
this
an idea
gift?
Anyway? You know,
you,
what
wait,
is
do you
an
get
idea?
Gifts and you're just like, all right, whose idea was
right,
this?
Right, right. Melissa really believes it's the thought that counts, like the thought of the original idea for the gift. Okay, full disclosure, that's normally where we would have ended the podcast, but I just have to say that every time we find an out for the podcast, Melissa always does the umpire safe signal.
Yes. Which makes me not want to stop.
It makes me not want to stop either, which is why we didn't stop today.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great out,
that
but
was
we
a
didn't. We
did fantastic didn't out.
I thought that was a funny out.
It was a great out.
That's why
but
I was
you,
like, that's it.
But
I reckon, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to recognize
the
out.
Yes. But.
Then why don't you do this? That's the out symbol. You raise your fist and say
right.
out.
It doesn't even make
not
sense.
Not safe.
And safe. Now that's the out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.